Deacon James and Deacon Ching Tik.
我们谢谢James 执事和清德执事。
And a very good morning to our friends, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹们、亲戚朋友们，大家平安。
This morning, I bring you a message that actually we touch upon during our previous in conversation.
今天早上我要与大家分享的是我们最近在这个会友交流会里面所提到的。
In that in conversation, we only have about, I think, 50-odd people turn up.
在这个会友交流会里面，大约有50多位参加。
And our topic was on the challenges of New Life BP Church.
我们的这个主题是思想到新生命堂的未来的挑战。
And I thought it would be appropriate this morning, since all the three congregations are here, to bring part of that message to share that with all of us.
我想今天三堂的联合是一个很好的机会，让我们能够带出某一些的部分的信息关于这个挑战。
Because these challenges involve every one of us, whether you are from the Tamil, Chinese, or English congregation.
因为这样的挑战关乎到我们三堂，不管是我们是英文堂、中文堂，或者是戴米尔堂。
And every one of us need to know the challenges.And also work together to face and overcome these challenges.
而且我们每一位都要面对这个挑战，并且一起来同心来配搭来面对这个挑战。
So we want to look at today the present and future challenges of NLBPC.
所以我们今天要来思想的就是现今和未来新生命堂的挑战。
Now in Haggai chapter 2 verses 1 to 9 that we read earlier.
刚才我们读到哈该书第二章第一到九节。
I want to give you just a very brief background of this book.
我要给你一个很简短的一个背景。
There are actually four messages in the book of Haggai.
在哈该书里面有分四个主题。
His first message addressed the Jewish people's complacency.
第一个信息是讲到这个犹太人他们的自满。
And I think when a church exists for some time, like ours, 30 over years, there is a tendency to be complacent.
我想这关于好像我们教会这样已经过了30年，我们可能会有一个自满的这个状况。
And we need to listen to the message of Haggai.
所以我们需要来听这个哈该的信息
challenging us to come out of our comfort zones and attempt great things for God.
让我们能够离开我们的舒适的环境，来尝试为神做更大的事。
Haggai's second message deals with their unwarranted discontent.
而哈该的第二个信息是讲到他们无理的这个不满。
And this is, of course, sometimes seen in churches.As well,
而这也是有时在教会里面有看见。
A little discontent, personally, I think is good.
在某一步的时候，有一些不满，可能是对好的。
Otherwise, we will not improve in our personal life, our family, or our church and our career.
不然我们就不会在我们的家庭、我们的教会或者我们的工作上有这个进步。
But to be always discontent, I think is not good.
但是假如一个常常不知足的这个心呢，却不是一个好事。
And I think sometimes this describes our new generation.
我想也许是新的一代会比较有的现象。
Many of our younger generation are born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
我们的很多的下一代弟兄姐妹都是口里含着银汤匙来出生。
You have a good life because of our good governance in our country.
我们有很好的生活，因为我们有很好的政府。
And also because you have very good, loving parents who have struggled in the past and they know what hardships is all about.
因为你有很好的父母亲，因为他们在过去曾经在困苦当中挣扎过。
But it is a generation that I sometimes feel is always discontent, no matter what they have.
但是这个世代呢，可能会有一些 不知足的现象，不管他们拥有了什么。
So we need to listen to Haggai as well as Paul's example that ways he is in situations, he is always content because God is with him.
我们可能可以从这个哈该或者是保罗的身上来学习，无论在什么样的情况之下，都可以学会知足。
The passage we read earlier is a call to reject a negative spirit and pessimism.
这个我们刚才所读到的那段经文是呼叫，就是要来拒绝一个消极的这个精神和或者是消极的观念。
Why a negative spirit?
为什么有这个消极的这个心灵呢？
Because those Jews who had seen the first temple built by King Solomon, that magnificent structure standing in all its glory when it was first built, were liable to rate the present effort as poor imitation.
因为那些曾经见过这个所罗门所建的这个圣殿那样宏伟壮观的这个建筑物，在那荣耀的那个神的荣耀的保守之下，看到现今所有的这个努力呢，却好像是一个很差的这个模仿。
The man Zerubbabel that you read earlier led the first group of Jews back from captivity to the land of Israel to rebuild the temple.
而刚才我们所读到的所罗巴伯呢，他就是把以犹太人呢从所被掳之地带回到以色列里面来重建圣殿。
We know that because of Israel's disobedience and idolatry, God sent both the northern and southern kingdom into captivity.
因为以色列人南北两国他们的不顺从神，所以神允许他们南北两国被掳到外邦去。
The city of Jerusalem as well as its magnificent temple were razed to the ground.
而这个很壮观的这个圣殿呢，被夷为平地。
And now God has led the people back to rebuild the temple and later on through Nehemiah to rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
而神允许他的这个仆人呢，带领他的百姓回来重建圣殿，接下来呢，也由尼希米来带领重建城墙。
So when they compare the first temple and the one that they rebuilt, it looks like the present one is nothing in comparison to the previous glory.
当他们看到他们当时所建的这个圣殿，比较起所罗门时代所建的那个圣殿呢，他们就认为他们当时所建的那个圣殿其实是算不了什么的。
And so some lament the present condition of the nation.
那有一些呢，为着现在这个国家所面对的环境呢，而感到悲伤。
The prophet Haggai was sent to them to reject this negative spirit.
而哈该先知被差呢，来叫让他们呢来拒绝这样的消极的观念。
And to encourage them to be strong because the Lord is with them.
要鼓励他们要来靠主刚强，因为主与他们同在。
And though the present temple that they will rebuild.Cannot be compared to the previous. One day, the desire of nation will come.
而虽然他们现今所建的圣殿比不起以前所建的圣殿，但是他们整个国家都有这样的盼望会来到。
The desire of nations refer to the Lord Jesus Christ and His second coming.
而这个国家的这个盼望呢，就是耶稣基督的来到，并且还有他的再来。
And He will restore the glory of the kingdom of Israel and of God.
而耶稣基督来呢，会要恢复这个以色列的这个荣耀，还有神的荣耀。
There are a few spiritual lessons here that I want to just touch on before we look at our present and future challenges.
在这里，我们有一些属灵的这个功课可以学习，在我还没有讲到将来的这个挑战。
God's people need to remember that past blessings do not guarantee future successes.
神的百姓必须知道，我们现今的成功不担保未来的这个也会成功。
Every generation of believers must trust God and live by faith.
每一个时代的基督徒必须要来信靠神，并且来因信而活。
And God promises to bless if we obey Him and do His will.
假如我们顺从神的旨意，神会祝福。
And here in Haggai 2, God told the people of Israel to work to rebuild the temple because He is with them and they will succeed.
而哈该劝勉神的百姓要来重建神的圣殿，因为神会与他们同在同工。
So with these lessons at the back of our mind, let's look at our challenges in the days ahead.
在这样的大前提下，让我们来看到将来的这个挑战。
In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, the Bible reads, "Where there is no vision, the people perish."
在箴言书第二十九章十八节上段说到，没有异象，民就放肆。
The word vision means foresight or the capacity to envisage future trends and plan accordingly.
这个异象呢，就是眼见，就是能够有这个能力，看到将来的这个发展的趋势，并且呢，相对来应对。
Our Lord Jesus said that sometimes, you know, the people of the world are wiser than the people of God.
耶稣基督讲到，这今世之子比智慧之子还要有智慧。
And even we can learn the lesson from a little insect called the ant.
我们可能可以从这个蚂蚁身上可以学到这个功课。
Without supervisors, they plan not just for the present but for the future.
他们没有督工来管理他们，他们却会为这个未来而预备。
And a former Prime Minister of Britain had these words, which I quote.
那英国的前首相呢，我要引用他的话。
He was the Prime Minister two times, from 1940 to 45 and 1951 to 55.
这位首相呢，他曾是这个英国的首相，1940年到1945年，还有1951年到1955年。
Prime Minister Winston Churchill says, "He who fails to plan is planning to fail."
那这个英国的这个首相丘吉尔呢，他就曾经说到，他假如一个人没有计划没有打算计划呢，他就要打算失败。
And we might ask, what are the reasons why we do not plan?
或者我们会问，我们为什么没有计划呢？
Well, some people will give this reason or excuse, it is too unpredictable.
有的人就说，未来呢是很难以预料的。
Some will say it's too time consuming.
有的说是在浪费时间。
Some will say it is too hard to plan for the future.
有的说是太困难了来预备未来。
And others may say, well, it is not necessary. We just live a day at a time.
也有的说，不需要了，我们一天过一天就算了。
But these are just mere excuses.
而这些只是一些借口而已。
And as a church, we cannot allow these reasons to stop us from planning to overcome the challenges that we are going to face in the future.
而这些理由呢，不能够阻止我们来计划以后我们想要面对未来的挑战。
Because we need to know what we want.In the days ahead for the church, what is good for the church? What is our dream for the church in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or 20 years?
而我们要计划，我们要想到教会未来的这个益处发展是如何，在未来的五年、十年、十五年里面。
Where would NLBPC be?
新生命堂会在哪里呢？
We need to have a vision of that.
我们需要有这个意向。
And then we need to know how to reach the vision.
然后我们就会知道要怎么样达到这个目标。
So what do you want, may I ask, members of this church? What do we want, rather, NLBPC to be in 25 years' time?
我们在计划这个新生平堂25年里面，我们的盼望是什么呢？
Will our testimony in Woodlands be still around?
我们在雾兰的这个见证是否还存在呢？
Well, that will depend on what we do now.
而这取决于我们现在如何来行。
And how do we go from here at the present to the future?
我们要怎么样从现在来走到未来呢？
And I remember a guru who said teamwork makes the dream work.
我记得一位人说到同工呢，使到我们会有实现同一个梦想。
So we need to work together for the future of NLBPC.
所以我们需要一起配搭来为这个新生命堂的未来来同工。
In short, it is time for us to plan.
简短来说，就是说现在是计划的时刻了。
Let me bring before you some future challenges that we face.
让我把未来所我们可能会面对的挑战来告诉大家。
First of all, we have the challenge of the place, the physical building.
首先，我们是会看到这个地契的这个满约。
Now our lease, as you know, if you don't, you would by today, will end sometime in 2043.
我们当中可能知道，我们这里的地契呢，在2043年期满。
New Life is fortunate that we have a lease of 60 years instead of 30.
感谢主，新生命堂有60年的这个地契契约。
Now in future, will the government continue to lease this place for church or religious use?
在未来，政府是不是允许教会继续在这地方租用这个地呢？
That's a big question mark.
那是很大的问号。
If so, how much would be the top-up if, let's say, they will renew our lease?
假如政府更新我们的契约，我们要填补多少的款项呢？
And what is our present reserves?
我们现今的储备有多少呢？
If you have attended our recent ACM election,
假如你出席我们最近的这个常年会有大会，
You would have noted that our redevelopment fund is about $2 million.
你会注意到我们重新发展的基金大约有200万。
Is $2 million going to be enough for a lease top up?
这200万是否足够填补这个地契的租约呢？
Unlikely.
是很不大可能的。
Now I say that because I want to share an example of another church with you.
我这样说是因为我要分享另外其他教会所面对的情况。
Our sister church Jurong Calvary BPC has just redeveloped and rebuilt their church building.
而我们的这个姐妹堂呢，玉郎加略堂笃信圣经长老会，他们呢在重建这个教会的时候。
The rebuilding started in 2014. It was completed in January 2017.
这个重建是在2014年而完成，大概是2017年一月。
They were deciding between rebuilding and refurbishing their building.
他们在讨论是否要重建或者是重新装修、整修。
And in 2009, they decided to go for redevelopment.
在2009年，他们决定要重新发展。
And the cost then was $6 million.
在那个时候是600万。
I asked Pastor Peter Tan, why did they choose rebuilding or redevelopment rather than refurbishing?
我问彼得牧师为什么他们选择重建而不是重新装修。
And he said that the costs were pretty, the difference was very, very insignificant.
他说那个差别不是很大。
And they also have other strategies in mind, which I'm not able to share with you.
他们也有其他的这个策略在头脑上的，所以不能够跟大家分享。
But I want to share with you that the cost actually more than doubled.
但是我要跟你分享的是实际上他们所有的这个花费呢，是比他们所预测的还要加倍。
When the contract was awarded to rebuild in 2014, it went up to $13 million.
他这个和他们在2014年所给予承包商的这个承包这个项目的款项呢，是其实是1300万。
And their church land lease have only 15 years left.
但是他们的地契的这个契约呢，只有剩下15年而已。
Well, they have very good reasons why, despite the shortness of the lease.They have gone ahead to redevelop and rebuild.
除了他们这个很短暂的这个地区的约，他们还是决定要来重建。
Now let's look at our own building here.
让我们看我们自己的这个建筑物。
We have about only 26 years left.
我们只有大概剩下26年的时间。
This November we celebrate our 34th church anniversary.
这个11月我们会庆祝这个教会34年的建堂纪念。
And the time will come for us as well to think about, pray about, and decide on whether we should redevelop or refurbish our church building.
时间也会来到，就是要我们来决定我们是否要来重建或者是重新整修。
And I hope that we will start thinking, praying, and work deciding on this earlier than later when the lease gets shorter and shorter.
我希望大家能够在这个第七月还没有越来越短之前，我们提早来思想、来祷告。
We need to look at and weigh what are the pros and the cons of doing either one.
我们要来思想、要来寻求，就是到底在哪一个决定所带来的这个好处跟坏处是什么
？And when would be a good time for us to begin doing that?
而又是在什么样的时间开始是对教会来说是最好的呢？
And a lot will depend on our faith.
而很多时候是在我们对主的信心。
And also, of course, on the will of God for new life.
而也是在于主对新生命堂的这个旨意的带领。
Not only do we have the challenge of a physical place that needs renewal, we also have the challenge of people.
我们不单面对这个场地的这个更新挑战，我们也面对这个领导人的这个更新的挑战。
Let us consider our members' profile presently, and maybe we can project in 26 years' time.
我们来看这个会友的这个状况，然后我们来看到26年的时间我们会怎么样。
And we need to also consider ownership. Who will take up these challenges?
然后我们也要来思想谁会接续这些挑战呢？
The challenges for rebuilding the church physically, the challenges to build the church spiritually.
这个挑战包括了重建这个教会的这个建筑物，也包括了重建神百姓的这个信心。
During the in conversation, Pastor Lim used this slide, which I'm going to reuse.
在这个会友交流会里面，林牧师用到这段的这个幻灯片。
From our present membership, he observed that those who are 40 years old and below.Consists of 32%.
他看到我们这个会有40岁或者以下的呢的比例是 32.1%.
And for 41 years and above, the percentage is 68%.
那41岁或者以上的呢，他的所占的百分比呢是 67.98%.
So we have two-thirds of our members who are above 40 years old.
所以我们有三分之二的会友呢，会是40岁以上。
And this is also the trend, I guess, in our society, an aging population.
而这也是我们社会所面对的这个情况，就是我们的人口老化。
The profile of those 40 years and under are people who contemplate.Immigrating to other countries.
这四十岁以下的这个族群呢，他们也有可能就是会移民。
They may relocate to another location, not in Woodlands, maybe in Pasir Ris or Tampines, because of BTO, after they get married.
他们也这群人，可能他们也可能会因为这个预购组屋完成了，所以他们会搬迁到可能到丹比尼去。
Those who are younger.Also switch their jobs and career in very short periods of time.
那些比较年轻的可能在早时会转换他们的工作。
An example is my youngest daughter.
我的一个例子就是我最小的女儿。
She only started work, I think, 2-3 years. 3 years maybe.
她开始工作大概3年。
And this month, she will be in her third company.
这个月呢，她就会在她第三间的这个公司。
I don't know about your children.
我不知道你的孩子怎么样。
But unlike my wife, who worked her whole life to retirement, one job and only one.
不像我的太太，她从一而终，就是从她开始工作到她退休，都只是做一份工作而已。
And these younger ones also hop churches. When they are dissatisfied with something, they will hop and go shopping.
而这些年轻的一代，他们也会从这间教会换到另外一间教会，好像购物这样。
And I think some of your parents here are already facing this with your growing up children.
我相信我们当中的家长们也开始面对这样的问题。
Keeping this younger generation is a challenge.
要 保留这些年轻人是一个挑战。
The 41 years old and above, not so bad because they probably be more settled in their career.
那41岁或以上的或者都没有那么大的问题。
And to relocate, you know, probably not many would do so.
他们在他工作上已经安定了，叫搬迁也比较少。
To immigrate,Maybe very few, because when you reach 45, most countries don't want you.
要移民的话也多数不可能，因为当你超过45，到了45岁的时候，很多国家都不会要接受你。
I know that because after 45, I thought of immigrating.
我知道，因为我到了45岁的时候，我想要移民。
So I applied
所以我申请
for a green card to US.
要到美国的绿卡。
They rejected because one of the criteria is that you must be under 45.
他们拒绝了，因为其中的一个条件就是你必须是在45岁以下。
So these are the challenges that we are going to face in the future. But what are the present challenges?
而这是我们以后的挑战，也是我们现在的挑战的。
The present challenge, according to what I observe, is that we need.Spiritual, if I may use this word, upgrade in inverted commas for our present leaders.
而我们现在的挑战就是我们需要呢来更新我们现提升我们现在的领袖。
Personally, I think the spirituality of this church is not up to standard.
我觉得我们的这个属灵的状况还没有达到一个很高的标准。
And this is the whole church, of course, but we need to begin with the leaders.
而整个原因都是因为我们要从教会领袖开始。
And we need to prepare and train potential elders.
我们要训练培养未来的长老。
We have a few, may I use this word, in this way because it's hard to coin a proper terminology. We have what I would say elder material in the present session.Elder material.
我们在这个现今的长执会呢，有这个长老的素质。
But I think going forward, we need to prepare and train them before we ordain them.
所以我们要开始来训练和培养他们，在我们还没有来按立他们。
Now this will be in line with our leadership succession, which I will address in a short while.
这就是与我们现在所要有的领导层的这个接续有关。
And for a church to operate orderly and smoothly, we need to have an organizational structure and operate accordingly.
为了要使教会更能够顺利的来运作，我们需要有这个一个结构来完成。
And we're in the process of confirming this, which we will make known to the congregation later on.
这些都在讨论之中，所以我们之后会与弟兄姐妹来宣布。
So that when you have a feedback,Whether positive or negative, you go to the proper committees to address the problem.
而假如你有一些反馈回应的话，你可以通过这个通常的渠道，向所有关的这个委员会来提出你的反应。
Because right now, most of the complaints and feedback comes to the pastors.
因为多数的这些回应呢，都是直接到牧师那里去。
And we already have our hands full.
我们现在很有限。
So you need to go to the proper people in charge. to give your feedback.
所以我们要需要到那个负责人的那里呢，来给你的这个反馈。
And we need to ask our senior members here. Senior members, you need to ask yourself too, how can you help the next generation of new lifers?
我们也需要问年长的会友，你要怎么样来帮助我们的这个下一代呢？
If you look at 26 years that far, some of you may say, I may not be around.
当我们看到这26年以后，我们当中可能说，我可能都不在了。
So I don't own the problem.
所以我这个问题对我不是很大。
I hope you don't have this attitude.
所以我不希望你有这样的态度。
Because the younger generation needs your help now.
而年轻的一代需要你的帮助。
As they meet the challenges ahead, ask yourself how, what kind of legacy.Will you leave for them?
而这些年轻的一代所面对挑战，你要问自己，你要给他们留下什么宝贵的经验呢？
How can you help pave the way for them so that it will not be so rough?
你要如何为他们来铺路，使他们的走的路不是那么崎岖呢？
We cannot do everything for them.
我们不能够为他们做一切事。
But we can do something that will help them.Meet the challenges.
但是我们可以为他们做某一些事来帮助他们面对挑战。
What about leadership succession from within or without?
那么这个领袖的这个接续呢，要从里面外面来更新呢？
I think so far, your leaders are mostly from without.
我相信我们的领袖大多数是从外而来。
I mean your pastors and preachers.
我们的这个牧师和传道。
And we need to identify younger ones with leadership potential. Where am I now? Sorry. I'm too fast. Oh. Now, talking about leadership succession, I hope that you realize it is an urgent matter.
讲到这个领袖的接续，我要大家知道这个是一个很紧急的事。
Amongst the BP churches in Singapore, the average age of BP pastors is 50 years old.
在杜信圣经长老会的一群的牧师里面，他们平均的年龄是50岁。
And the average age of new life pastors is 55.
而新生命堂的牧师的平均年龄是55岁。
So we are above the average.
我们是比那平均年龄还要更大一点。
Some of you should know by now because the profiles are all pinned up before the election.
我们当中都可能知道，因为牧师执事的这个资料呢都在报告当中。
So our ages are no secret.
所以我们的年龄不是秘密。
So you take an average of the three pastors is 55, isn't it?
所以你拿三个牧师的年龄来平均分的话。
So there is the urgency for us to identify younger ones with leadership potential.
所以我们需要看到这个年轻人他们所要成为领袖，有潜能成为领袖的人。
And we have to start training them for spiritual leadership.
我们也要开始训练他们来成为属灵领袖。
We should also be praying very earnestly that God will send forth laborers into the harvest.
我们要恳求神呢，来差他的工人来收他的庄稼。
By that I meant people who will go, who will hear God's calling for full-time gospel ministry.
我们也在此就是求上帝呢能够兴起有工人来做这个全职的这个传福音的工作。
And those who may not be called to full-time Christian ministry, perhaps they can also consider being a staff in the church in the future to come.
而我们当中可能不是在教会全职传福音的这个事工上有份的，也可能可以思想祷告在这个行政的其他的工作上的全职侍奉来参与。
I didn't mention the average age of our church staff and ministry staff.
我还没有讲到我们的全职同工的这个平均年龄。
But they are about there as well.
他们也差不多是这样的平均年龄。
And we need also to ask God to touch some to join our kindergarten. It is a very, a very potential ministry for outreach.
而我们也在祷告，就是求神兴起更多的弟兄姐妹能够在幼稚园里面来做全职。
And I hope as we go forward, there will be more and more Christian teachers filling new life kindergarten.
我们祷告就是希望能够有更多的基督徒的老师在这个新生命堂的幼稚园做全职的工作人员。
And hopefully 50% of them from new life.
也希望能够有超过半数以上的都是从新生命堂的基督徒来。
We have little drops of blessing from the new life kindergarten ministry.
我们从这个新生命堂的幼稚园有一些的这个祝福。
Some of you grew up in our kindergarten and you came to know the Lord.
而我们当中有一小部分是从这个新生命堂的幼稚园长大而认识神。
And you have joined the church.
你就进入这个教会。
Imagine if our effort would be put in, more would trust the Lord and join the church.
想想看，假如我们在这个幼稚园放更多的努力的话，我们想到会有更多的人呢来进入这个新生命堂。
Okay, I want to move on to the next present challenge and future challenge, which is our church purpose.
而我们要来继续思想我们现今跟未来的挑战，就是教会的这个目标。
As we look at the physical place and as well as the leadership succession, we must not forget the purpose of the church existence.
而我们当我们看到地区 和 人员的时候，我们也不要忘记教会的整个目的是方向是什么。
The church exists to glorify God by obeying the great commandment and the great commission.
教会的存在呢，是在于教会能够来荣耀神，来借着顺从主的这个大使命还有大命令。
Therefore, we need to focus on fulfilling.Our church mission and vision.
所以我们需要来专注完成教会的这个使命和意向。
Oh, okay. What is the vision and mission of our church?
而教会的个意向和使命是什么呢？
Shall we read together? Ready? Begin. To build a disciple-making church that loves God, loves one another,And labors till Christ comes.
我们来就是要建立一个做主门徒爱主爱人并且侍奉主直到主来的一个教会。
So our mission as a church is to make disciples.
而教会的使命是来制造门徒。
In order to make disciples, we must proclaim the gospel, evangelize.
我们要人做主的门徒，我们必须要宣扬福音。
And when people come to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, we must build them up in the faith.
当人接受耶稣基督为他们个人的救主，我们需要建立他们的信心。
We baptize them and we teach them all things whatsoever God has commanded us.
我们给他们施洗，我们凡父耶稣所教导的，我们都教导请他们遵守。
So in all the various ministries in our church, from the kids' church, etc., we must have this mission and vision in front of us to make disciples.
所以在教会各样大小的事工里面，我们必须要有这样的一个目标，就是来做主门徒，完成主的使命和意向在我们的心中。
Our mandate is to love God and man.
我们的目的就是要来爱主和爱人。
The challenge that we face with regards to our purpose is this.
我们所面对的一个挑战，关于我们的目标是，就是
keeping the main thing, the main thing.
我们要使这个主要的事物呢，来作为我们主要的目标。
The main thing is to make disciples.
我们主要的目标是做主门徒。
And when we make disciples, we glorify God.
当我们做主的门徒的时候，我们荣耀神。
So we need to resist the temptation to focus merely on finances and social work.
所以我们要避免就是使让我们把我们的眼目放在这个财政或者是社会工作上。
Are finances important? Of course.
财政是重要的，当然。
Is social work important? Yes.
社会的工作重要吗？也是重要的。
But we must not be distracted.
但是我们不要让这些来分散我们的注意。
They are only a means to an end.
他们只不过是一个工具，让我们达成目标。
So we must keep the main thing, making disciples the main thing.
我们要做主的门徒来为首。
I believe that God's work done in God's way will have God's supply.
我相信神的工作以神的方法去做，会有神的供应。
I'm so encouraged when I reread Haggai chapter 2.
我读这个哈该书第二章的时候，受到很大的鼓励。
Because God told the people of Israel, work.
神告诉以色列的百姓说，侍奉。
And of course, that working is to rebuild the temple.
当然，他们那时的侍奉是来重建圣殿。
And he says, work because I am with you. Be strong, fear not.
他说，你们要侍奉，因为我与你们同在，你们不要惧怕。
So more importantly is that we need to focus on our faithfulness to God.
很重要的就是我们要注重在我们对主的这个忠心上。
Have we as a church been faithful to the task he entrusts to us to make disciples?
我们是否来注重专心以主做主门徒来专注呢？
I think if we are faithful to our mission and vision, the Great Commission and the Great Commandment, then we will succeed.
我相信我们假如专注于主的这个大使命和意向的话，我们会能够完成主的工作。
And whatever we need, a place, finances, people,God will supply.
不管我们需要这个财政上的帮助或者是人力上的帮助，神会供应。
So members of New Life, brothers and sisters, may I encourage you that it is time for all of us to start praying and planning to overcome these challenges.
会友们，弟兄姐妹们，我请大家能够促请这个时候开始来为教会的这个挑战来祷告。
What I say today is not going to end after the message is over.
我所讲的不是在这信息完了就结束。
We need to work on our short-term to long-term plans, and every age group, we want to engage you in giving input and ideas.
我要在我们这些不同的年龄层里面呢，来鼓励大家来参与。
We are very structured here, so I'm going to simplify our structure.
我们在这里有一定的这个结构，所以我要跟大家来简述这些结构。
We need to involve our young people, the youth, to give their input.
我们勉励我们的年轻人给予他们的这个意见。
We also need to involve all our adults, and I put the YF together under AF.
而我们也需要那些刚出来工作的社青的团体弟兄姐妹。
And we need to involve our senior adults as well.
也要这些成年团契的弟兄姐妹来参与。
I think all we need in our church is just this tree structure.
我相信我们需要有这些结构。
I think we divide a bit too finely.
我们可能分得太细了。
So may God help us to be involved, every one of us.
求神帮助我们每一位的弟兄姐妹都来参与。
And if you are doing sermon-based discussion in your fellowship group or NBC, may I suggest some questions for your consideration?
当你在团契的或者家庭聚会的时候，让我来给你一些问题来做出这些讨论。
Please don't limit your discussion to just these three questions. Come out with your own.
不要限制你的讨论在我给的三个问题里面。
Let this be just the start of it.
这只是不过是一个开始。
Firstly, what should we do now as a church to meet the financial challenges of redevelopment and lease top-up?
而我们第一个要面对的一个问题是，我们要如何现在开始来面对未来的重新发展，还有第七满约的这个挑战呢？
Our redevelopment fund is $2 million.
我们的重新发展基金是200万。
Jurong Calvary rebuilt their church 2014, $13 million.
而这个玉兰加略堂他们重建的这个整个款项呢，所要达到的是1300万。在
2024年 It will not be $13 million if we decide to do the same thing.
如果我们要做同样的重建工作，将不会只是1300万。
Because you and I know that prices keep rising.
因为我们知道现在这个物价也上涨。
Secondly, why is it so difficult to have leadership succession from within our church?Our own young people.
然后我们的问题就是第二个问题就是为何我们在我们当中的领袖的这个接续上面呢会有这个困难，要从我们中间的弟兄姐妹来兴起
未来领袖。Who or what is hindering our young people from answering God's call?
是什么使到我们的这个年轻人来不愿意进前来来回应神的呼召呢？
How can we help remove those hindrances to their path?
我们要如何来除掉这些拦阻呢？
May God help us.
求主帮助我们。
And thirdly, how can we be more effective in fulfilling our mission and vision to make disciples?
我们要如何来完成这个大使命和意向，做主门徒，使到我们更加有这个效力呢？
Are our MBC group making disciples?
我们的团契是否在做主的门徒呢？
Our fellowship groups?
我们其他的团契呢？
Our Sunday school?From young to old,
我们的主日学从年幼的到年老的。
How can we be more effective to do that?
我们怎么能够来更加有效的为主来服侍呢？